Broadcasting live from the Lower Roswell Road in South Marietta Zaxby's Studios in Cobb County, it's time for Cobb Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where I, your host, Lanice Williams, highlight the best and the brightest that are in and also serving Cobb County. And this morning, I am excited to have the pink mogul herself, Miss Felicia Phillips. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And you're wearing pink today.
Gotta represent the pink.
If you don't mind, I know all about you and I love everything that you're doing. If you can tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. So my name is Felicia Phillips. I am a 24-year serial entrepreneur and loving every minute of it.
You don't look 25, so I don't understand.
Good genes, right?
Right.
And I'm a mega event producer. I've produced events at venues like Phillips Arena and others, and a master business strategist here in Atlanta, born and raised here in Atlanta, went to school here, traveled a lot of places, tried to move a couple, but always
no place like home.
Yeah. Always come back here. The weather's great.
Definitely.
And yeah. So that's just a little bit about my high level overview.
So tell us a little bit about how you got this title, the Pink Mogul.
So it started because when I was working on the Pink Power conference, and you know, when you were looking to brand yourself, and I wanted to do something different with pink because pink is always related either one to breast cancer on the serious side. But then it's always like light and frilly and girly,
right?
And so I wanted to do really the stronger side of pink. And so everything I do is Pink Tech, the Pinkpreneur Network. And so I said, I need to have, you know, this handle because, you know, we love social media.
Right.
And you want to have something catchy because now we're dealing with multiple generations, right? And so I wanted to have something that everybody could relate to. And so we came up with the Pink Mogul.
I like that. It's kind of like an oxymoron in a sense. You know, pink is so light and delicate, but mogul is
serious and powerful. Right. And so for me, like the pink is purposeful because everything I do is very purposeful. Whenever I create programs or anything that I'm doing, I really think about what I have experienced over my 24 years, because it's really unique in the fact that when I started, we didn't have platforms like Business Radio X. We didn't have internet. We didn't have social media. And then to really have to transform myself and my business, the way I do business to a 21st century mentality, I want to be able to provide those platforms where people aren't struggling. And it's interesting because people still struggle and you have access to so much information. You know, you have a website, you can get to millions and billions of folks, but it's the understanding of that.
So what do you think part of that struggle is related to? Do you think many people just don't know?
So I think part of the struggle is fear and doubt. So you get excited. I'm an entrepreneur. I have this great idea, and then the work comes in. And when you begin to do the work, you have to think about things like, who am I marketing to? And so people get comfortable and relaxed in that they market where they live.
Right.
They try to market to their friends. Right.
Which we all know how that goes.
And so they get confused when they don't get the response that they're looking for. And that's when the fear and doubt really begin to take over. So there is a process with entrepreneurship. There are some foundational things. And I know you as a small business attorney can appreciate that because, you know, we get these big ideas and we just want to do it.
Right.
But there are some foundational things that you have to do first that are really important. And they are the guiding map for your business. And I think people overlook that so much. They're so eager to get the website, to get on social media. You haven't even incorporated.
Cards, tell everyone.
Yeah, you haven't incorporated. You haven't. Where's your business bank account? Where's you know, just the fundamental things that help you to operate like a business.
Right. So true. So true. Yeah. So tell us about your why. What is what is your why? Why do you do all the things you do?
Oh my goodness. So it's interesting. Your why can change.
Definitely.
Right. So when I first started, I wasn't married, didn't have children. So my why was, you know, I want to be this business mogul. I'm young. Started at my first one at 19. I want to conquer the world. You know, I want people to know my name so I don't have to introduce myself anymore. We see that all the time. And then I got married and had kids. Oh my goodness. and you see these young minds and these young people that you're responsible for molding. And I thought, hey, I've got to leave them something. Mm-hmm. I've got to, and I get a little emotional about it because it really was life changing. My entire perspective, I used to get teased. People would say, I never thought you would have kids.
Me too.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I didn't think so either, but it happened.
Here. Right.
And in that moment, I began to see what was really important. Mm-hmm. And so they will tell you, since they were children, they have worked with me, whether it was festivals, mm-hmm. In the business, they've done it. Mm-hmm. And I can give you an example, and this is, and they are my why, because they are my legacy. I used to do a festival every year where I had a bottled water company. And one year I put them at the front table, mm-hmm. and I said, you're in charge of sales. I said, this is your company too. Mm-hmm. Interesting thing happened. Guys came up, my daughter was at the table, and they're like, oh, you're so beautiful. You know, let me have one, a water. And she said, that'll be $1.
I'm beautiful, but I'm going to handle my business.
I'm going to handle my business. And I felt so good in that moment because I didn't have to stand over her. Mm-hmm. I had already instilled in her that this belongs to you. Mm-hmm. So whatever you give away, guess mm-hmm. what? That's yours exactly. that you're giving away. Mm-hmm. And so I watch her now as she prepares to launch her business.
Oh, awesome.
Next year, mm-hmm. Polished Body Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. She's going to launch that next year. And I am really in awe of what she has learned from me. Mm-hmm. And that was a moment because she had gone to college. Mm-hmm. She came home, and I'm being very transparent here because entrepreneurship, I think, it's almost in your DNA.
Yeah.
And she
can't
fight
it.
You cannot fight it. And she said, this is not for me. Mm-hmm. Now, as a parent, that was a very hard pill for mm-hmm. me to swallow. But I knew I needed to let her fly.
Right.
And I knew I had instilled in her the things that she needed to do to fly. Mm-hmm. And she is soaring.
Mm-hmm. Because you gave her everything she needed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so there is no regret. Mm-hmm. She's young. She's got plenty of time. Mm-hmm. But the consistency, the commitment that I see from her with the business, mm-hmm. it lets me know that it was the
That's
right decision.
Awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. You know, mine are young, 8 and 10, mm-hmm. but I still see some of the things that I don't even realize. Like, I don't think that I'm teaching them. You know, they just watch me, but
yes.
in all actuality, I am teaching
yes, you
them.
Are. Yes, you are.
Because it was funny. My oldest started this business where he's trying to sell t-shirts mm-hmm. to buy sneakers because he wants $250 sneakers.
You got
to
earn those.
You have to earn those. So I told him to come up with a business. Mm-hmm. I give him the $250 for a business, but I was not giving him $250 for the sneakers.
Okay.
So he came up with this great plan. So part of the money from the shirts he sells goes to him, and the other portion goes to children in third world countries that don't have shoes. It's nonprofit.
Love it.
So my youngest went to school, told all of his friends, told his teachers, mm-hmm. you know, my brother's doing this. You know, just super excited about his brother. So the teacher said to him, well, that doesn't make sense. Why does your brother get any of the money? All of the money should go to the nonprofit. And so I was so proud of my son. I hope whatever he said, I hope it didn't come across as rude to his teacher, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But he told her, he said, he gets the money because it's a business.
Thank you.
When you have a business, you get money. And I was like, high five.
Exactly. And it's just that simple, mm-hmm. right? It is really just that simple. And it's a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You've trained them to have that mindset. They've learned that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're in business, you need to make money. Even mm-hmm. in a nonprofit setting, guess what?
You
they get a salary.
Money, right.
They get money, mm-hmm. right? So
that's how they keep the doors open.
here's the thing that's very interesting about that whole scenario. And I see this even when I do like my group intensives,
mm-hmm.
people struggle with money,
mm-hmm.
even their relationships
so
with
true.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
I make them say money. And you know, what's so interesting. Some people are like money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no,
it's uncomfortable.
Money. Yeah. They
mm-hmm.
get uncomfortable. And so you have to go back. I do some mind mapping in that you have to go back and really look at, well, how did your parents talk about money?
Right.
What did you think about money? You know, mm-hmm. what was told to you about money? And then we begin to do the correlation and they realize, you know what? I do
have an issue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do have an issue. So that's mm-hmm. really important. Really
mm-hmm.
important.
It's so important. So speaking of mindset and the group trainings that you do, Who exactly do you work with?
So I work with women, mm-hmm. entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and it's interesting. I did not start out that way.
Really?
I did not. My background, because of my work with my son and autism, I started my sustainability company some years back. Mm-hmm. Did a lot of work in the environmental industry. But it's interesting when a vision is placed upon you. Mm-hmm. And I tried to run from it initially.
But it kept coming back, right?
Oh, my goodness. It was on me. And so, goodness, it's been 7 years now.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I said, I am going to work with female entrepreneurs mm-hmm. because that's my background. Mm-hmm. That's I know it. Mm-hmm. I know it better than anything
else. And you've experienced it.
Absolutely. At every level. I mean, I have owned companies where I was the MBE, the Minority Business Enterprise. I've had contracts with Fortune 500 companies. I mean, I have done it over these 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. And what better experience?
Exactly.
You know, textbook experience is good, mm-hmm. but real world experience so can true. Save you a lot of money.
They can't, and they can't teach you that in a school.
No, they cannot. Mm-hmm. No, they cannot. I can tell you, during those times when I was competing, you know, through RFPs and contracts, it was interesting because when it was finalized or they would have the group meetings, there were never a lot of women in the room. Mm-hmm. Yet, being in the room, you have a presence.
Right.
And people are intimidated by mm-hmm. it. And we don't know how to work that sometimes.
I know from my experience, it became an insecurity for me. I didn't realize that it was really to my advantage.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so as female entrepreneurs, there is so much that is available to us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we just don't know about it.
So true.
Free stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things I would love to share is over at Georgia Tech, the PTAC Center. Mm-hmm. It's free. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can help you with so much. Mm-hmm. People don't know about it. Mm-hmm. Right. So those are some of the things and resources and tools that I like to share when I'm working with my female entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm.
So what type of services do you offer them?
So I do one-on-one coaching. Mm-hmm. I also do group coaching as mm-hmm. well and consulting mm-hmm. For business. Because I am a serial entrepreneur and I've had the opportunity to grow a few multi-million-dollar brands, mm-hmm. I can bring that experience mm-hmm. to the table. Mm-hmm. And so I also do e-courses online. Mm-hmm. We're just now going to launch the end of the month, the Pinkpreneur Academy. Mm-hmm. We'll have over 400 training videos, mm-hmm. Which is good because the truth is this, everybody can't afford personal coaching. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It can be expensive, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're starting out and you're a solopreneur, you need tools, right? And you can't find everything on YouTube.
Right.
Can't trust everything that you find on YouTube. And you want to be in a place that you feel safe in. Mm-hmm. And so my goal and what we have accomplished is to be able to provide those tools at every level. Mm-hmm. So whether you're on a budget or you save the money and you can invest in yourself, mm-hmm. you can do that. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing it all. We're even doing the winter retreats. We're actually doing 3 retreats next mm-hmm. year. The first retreat is at the Ritz-Carlton on Lake Oconee. It's 4 days and 3 nights mm-hmm. there. Now, the retreats are very transformational. I work a lot on mastering the mind, mastering the heart, mastering the soul, because
that's important.
Listen, once you do that, everything else will fall into place. Mm-hmm. The work will become easy because you have clarity. You're clear about how you're moving forward, what it is you're doing. We actually go through your business blueprint. 'Cause one of the things that people struggle with is the money train. Mm-hmm. Where's the money coming from? Mm-hmm. What platforms?
And you need it.
Yeah, you gotta have it to survive, right? And really just knowing how you're gonna get it, through what channels are you gonna market. Mm-hmm. Your book, your courses, mm-hmm. your product, your service, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So we cover a lot. And lately, I've really been focusing on the visual brand. Mm-hmm. So many people miss the boat here. Mm-hmm. They focus.
Perception is reality.
Yeah, it is. People really spend a lot of money on a logo and website and all that. And that's great. Mm-hmm. But you're the first thing mm-hmm. that people see. Mm-hmm. And if you don't pass that smell test, they're not looking at your website. Right. If you don't pass it, right, they're checking your pedigree the whole nine. Mm-hmm. If you don't pass that, they're not interested in what you're doing on social media or anything mm-hmm. else. We're going to talk about that next week at the holiday breakfast, which is at the Palm.
I'll be there. I'm excited about that.
Oh, good. Very good. Yes, I am. Because I tell you this, I deal with a lot of professional women and I know they're busy, mm-hmm. but you got to pull it together.
You have to do it. People
you
are watching.
You got to pull it together. So I'm really excited that Tom Ford Beauty is going to come mm-hmm. and she's going to share some tips and techniques with us. IKEA is going to have some nice gifts for us. And mm-hmm. it's really about a time of fellowship. Mm-hmm. We work so hard and we forget to really just rejoice in the accomplishments. And that's what it's about. That's what the breakfast is about.
I'm looking over your bio and I'm looking at all of these awards. Do you want to tell us about
sure,
some of those?
Sure. So when I was in the environmental industry, I did a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. And that really was birthed from my son, mm-hmm. Who was born autistic, mm-hmm. but then overcame it.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
That
and that
amazing.
Was an amazing journey that I think it changed
me. Wow, it gave me chills.
No, it changed
incredible.
Me. You know, people see Grant today and he's fine. Mm-hmm. He's trumpet player. He travels with that.
Mm-hmm.
Performs. He's 16. He'll be 17 next month. Mm-hmm. But Grant didn't speak until he was almost 6 years old.
Wow.
And I can remember.
As a mom, that had to be really, really difficult.
That vein just pops mm-hmm. up every time my throat gets tight.
Mm-hmm. But look how far he's come.
Oh, my goodness. I am in awe of him mm-hmm. because I can remember a time. People are cruel.
Yeah.
People will say, what's wrong with him in front of him? Mm-hmm. You know, why does he talk that way? What, you know, mm-hmm. why isn't he very social in front of him? Mm-hmm. I had to move him twice. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I realized something. It was not up to him to change.
Right.
It was up to me to change
help mm-hmm.
and help him. And so I began to educate myself. Europe had the most information at the time. Mm-hmm. We've come a long way mm-hmm. with autism. And I went everywhere mm-hmm. I could. I called on everybody I could to get information. I changed his diet.
And at the time, were you a single mom?
I was a single mom.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't married then.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very interesting time because I was rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard, but it was good because I learned a lot of lessons.
Well, that's just strength, I'm sure.
Strength. You never know how strong you are until you stand in the face of adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And I have stood there and looked it in the eye.
Mm-hmm. And
chicken
and everything, right?
Oh, man, yes. So that's how I birthed my environmental business.
Uh-huh.
Just through the changes that I went through from mm-hmm. detoxing my home and just understanding air quality and mm-hmm. things of that nature. And even the foods that we eat.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you think you're buying fresh food and you are not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did a lot of work with the city of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I was given an award by Mayor Kasim Reed for the Phoenix Award for my commitment to sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
I was nominated for an E3 Award by the Atlanta Business Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
I've been honored in Who's Who in Black Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I've received the Connector Award. You know, I'm really big on collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot do this alone.
We can't.
We cannot do this alone. And so, yes, I have been blessed to receive a lot of awards. I've been featured in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, CBS, Better Mornings, Rolling Out Magazine. I mean, it goes on and on. But it's confirmation,
right?
It's not being arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
But when you walk on purpose, not in your purpose, but when you walk on purpose, that means every step is calculated. You know exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
People will notice.
Definitely.
People will notice. And it's interesting because during that time, I didn't have a PR person.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that. I was just doing the work.
Mm-hmm. And you're just getting the recognition.
Yeah.
Because you were doing what you were supposed to.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, people look at you and they see your pictures on social media mm-hmm. and they see your website and all the great things. And they think, wow, you know, she's got it made.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't see is the flip side.
Right.
It's when I'm up. There are days I've been up for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when I didn't make a performance that Grant had
mm-hmm.
because I had a commitment mm-hmm. with my business.
Mm-hmm.
that didn't make me feel good, but I am very, when I commit to something, I'm very loyal. Mm-hmm. I stick with it. And as an entrepreneur, things don't always work the way you want them to work. So we deal with disappointments. Mm-hmm. But the thing is this, when you know exactly why you're here, I'm very clear that I'm a vessel mm-hmm. in what I'm supposed to do. When you're clear about those things, the disappointments that would normally cause people to say, I'm done, I'm not going to do this. Mm-hmm. You understand that they're just a lesson.
Definitely.
And you're there to move on.
Mm-hmm. What about your book? We didn't talk about your book.
Listen, two books. One is on Amazon, Pink Mastermind, mm-hmm. which is a collab. Both are collaborative. One is an anthology. Her Chronicles. Mm-hmm. Ooh, goodness. Mm-hmm. That was, I have a chapter in that book along with 10 other authors. Mm-hmm. And Lanice, I have to tell you, that was the hardest chapter I've ever written.
Really? What was it about?
So it was about my first marriage, which uh-huh. was really, started out really good and ended really bad. Uh-huh. We had built a multimillion dollar real estate company, uh-huh. and but the marriage was awful. Uh-huh. And my husband was a lot older than me. Uh-huh. I was very young at the time. But always, you know, being an entrepreneur, but not happy at all. And a lot of abuse. And the chapter starts where it's the night that I got the courage to leave. Mm-hmm. And so I take you through what my mental state was, mm-hmm. how calculated I had to be mm-hmm. at the time. And I had to, it was interesting. I was in my car. I had left the children's door open. I pretended like I would any other night mm-hmm. that I was getting in bed and going to sleep. I got my children. I put them in my arms. They were two and Sierra was six. Mm-hmm. Put them in the car. Did not crank the car. Just kind of let it roll out of the driveway.
Oh, wow. I used to do that as a teenager.
Yeah, right. And took off in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And when I was in the car, I went through joy. Mm-hmm. I went through fear. I cried. Yeah. Had no idea where I was headed mm-hmm. at the time. Wound up in my parents' driveway. And I want to say this. You know, we hear a lot about abuse and domestic violence and things of that nature. And you think, oh, just leave. You know, just, you know, you don't have to take it. Right. There is a mindset. Mm-hmm. I had been with my first husband since I was 18. Mm-hmm. At this time, I was 29. Mm-hmm. And when a person constantly beats and badgers you, mm-hmm. It does something to your psyche.
Right.
So anyway, long story short, I wound up in my parents' driveway. Mm-hmm. And what was great is my dad, he just opened the door. He didn't say, you know, why are you here? What's going on? He said, mm-hmm. what do you need me to do?
Mm, that's my dad, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Sierra Grant and I, we rebuilt. Mm-hmm. I remember, and I think I told this at your event. I remember I left in a Lexus.
I remember this.
Yeah. And we went to sell it so we could have money to live. And mm-hmm. that's another thing. You know, I came from seven figure business. Mm-hmm. I had everything, mm-hmm. but I had nothing at the same time.
Inside, you didn't have anything.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so when we left in this little Mercury Mystique, and Sierra looked at me and said, are we poor?
Out of the mouths of babes.
Yes. And I thought, okay, of all the things you could say to me. Now is not the time. But you know what? It was awesome from the standpoint that it gave me the opportunity to reassure them in mm-hmm. who I was.
Mm-hmm. And they got to see you rebuild all of that.
Listen, every step of the way, because mm-hmm. I couldn't afford daycare. Mm-hmm. And that's just being real. Mm-hmm. I could not afford to put them in daycare. We had moved from this estate into this two-room apartment. Mm-hmm. And I had enough money. I got me a little office and they were there with me every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. Mm-hmm. And we worked our way back to those seven figures, mm-hmm. the three of us. Mm-hmm. So
that's such a good story. It's a good story, but sad story. But yeah.
But you know what? It's a story of triumph and transformation in that people think when you start a business, you got to have all this money. Mm-hmm. And it's great if you do, because then you could do it at an even better level, right? Not knocking it at all. But I started with basically nothing and built something out of it. And someone at your event said, well, actually what that said to me was that money respects you.
I like that.
And that she said that money respects you and you have a good relationship with money. Mm-hmm. And that's because I understand that it is a tool. Mm-hmm. Your money, when your money comes to you, it needs to be purposed out. Mm-hmm. You need to have a plan for it. How do you treat it? What do you do with it? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a tool. You respect it. And when she said that, I thought, hey, I need to use that.
I like that. That's pretty good.
Money
right?
respects you. It does.
You respect the money, but you don't worship the money, but the money
keyword
just respects
worship.
You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I respect it. And that is the one area I haven't struggled with, even though I've seen some bad times. Mm-hmm. Once I hunker down and just really get in there, it comes right back.
Right. I was just talking about this with a friend yesterday. I was telling her once you're able to change your mindset and have the money respect you, I'm going to use that now. At that point, even when you don't have anything, it's okay because you know how to get it back.
Absolutely.
You've done it time and time again.
Denise, you said so much right there. Gosh, you said so much because you took me to a place when my divorce was finalized. That's what the judge said. He said, you don't want anything? I said, I don't want anything. Mm-hmm. He said, well, I'm going to put child support in here. So he put the child support. He said, I respect you because nobody can take your knowledge away. Mm-hmm. He said, you'll get all this back. Mm-hmm. Nobody can take your knowledge away. Mm-hmm. And I think people forget that. Mm-hmm. What you know, what you're an expert in, what you're a leading authority in, guess what? That is your proprietary knowledge. Mm-hmm. Nobody can take that away from you.
Mm-hmm. And I was telling, she's an attorney also. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, I was telling her how it all became real to me. I went to get my hair done and the shampoo guy came up to the stylist and was like, you owe me, you know, like $5.75 for the day. And I remember thinking to myself, there's no excuse why someone with a lot of knowledge, with a lot of degrees, with a lot of personal experience, whatever, there's no reason why they can't make $5.75 a day because he came in here and, you know, not knocking what he does, but he came in here and shampooed heads and made $575.
Come on now.
So I was telling my friend, if he can go and do that, there is absolutely no excuse.
That's right.
Why anyone should be broke.
That's right. I think the problem is this. There are so many distractions, right? People are distracted by so many things that they don't know how to zoom in on really what it is that they do well. Mm-hmm. Because people tend to want to help the world, save the world. I want to work with everybody. Mm-hmm. You can't work with everybody. Okay. I wish we could just, one person could come out and save the world. Hadn't been done yet.
Right.
Right.
Still waiting.
Still waiting. But if you really get with a good coach, and I say that because sometimes we live in our own forest and every idea sounds absolutely wonderful.
And you look up years later and lots of money later.
Yeah. You're like, this did not work the way I thought it would. You need someone that has the expertise that can say to you, okay, here's the good part of that. Mm-hmm. Here's the not so good part of that. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to rethink it a certain way because people struggle with that and they can't figure out, why can I get this business going?
I'm doing everything right, but it's not working.
It's not working. So you need to have a coach, and your coaches have coaches. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have one. It's nothing wrong with that because you cannot depend. It's just like if you're writing a book, you can't edit your own book. Mm-hmm. You got to have somebody with that experience to be able to take you through your roadmap to success.
Definitely. Definitely. Now, I want to back up just a little bit because we were talking about the books that you co-authored. What is your opinion on someone with a certain expertise writing a book? Do you feel that in order for a person to be seen as a quote unquote expert, that they have to write a book?
So let me say this. you don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. You should write a book.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you should write a book is because, one, here's the biggest mistake I see speakers make.
Mm-hmm.
They get invited. They're on this big platform and they have nothing to leave people with. Mm-hmm. They don't have a book to mm-hmm. sell. And it works when, you know, a lot of platforms have gotten to the point where speakers.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? You want to monetize right. your time, mm-hmm. right? You want to be seen as exactly. an expert. And that is the fastest way. It's the best third party credibility mm-hmm. to be able to say that you have a book mm-hmm. available. Yes, I would definitely say write a book. And if it's your expertise, guess what? Writing the book is not going to be hard. Mm-hmm. You can download Dragon on your phone mm-hmm. and dictate the book, mm-hmm. right? And then have someone edit it. You need the book because you want to be seen as a value add and you want to be able to monetize what it is that you do. Coaching is great. Courses are great, but if you have a book, you always have something to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to make money.
Hello. Like my son said, it's a business.
That's right. He said it perfectly. Perfectly.
So if you don't mind, if you can tell our listeners how they can find out more about
sure.
you, your academy, your retreats, everything you have going on.
Sure. So everything is found on FeliciaPhillips.com. Mm-hmm. I like to keep it really simple.
Mm-hmm.
Felicia is spelled FeliciaPhillips.com. You can find everything from the retreats to the events to the Pinkpreneur Academy that we'll be launching at the end of the month. Everything is right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find me on social media at the Pink Mogul.
The Pink Mogul.
Yes.
I love it. So I have this special portion. As the listeners know, the studio is sponsored by Zaxby's Chicken with two locations, mm-hmm. one on Lower Roswell Road and the other on South Marietta Parkway. So I have this segment, which is sponsored by them, in which I ask you for one. I know you probably have 30, 40, 50 nuggets.
Just one.
Just one nugget, one powerful nugget that you want to leave our listeners with when it comes to starting and growing their business.
Mm-hmm. Don't allow lack of resources, fear, mm-hmm. and perfectionism to keep you from walking in your purpose.
That's a good one. I heard that recently. Perfection paralysis.
Oh, very good.
I like that.
I like that.
Uh-huh. I said I'm going to have to borrow that one too, which
yes.
I just did. But so many people, I'm guilty of that myself. I my type A personality, I want everything perfect.
Oh, yes.
But it holds us back.
Yes.
But thank you so much, Felicia, for sharing your story, your information,
you.
Everything you have going on. I appreciate it.
Thank
so
you.
Anytime you have something going on and you want to share it with our listeners, feel free to
come
oh,
gosh, right
on
I appreciate
back.
That. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes.
So this is Lanice Williams. I'm signing off on another edition of Cobb Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.